evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on, you heard it right, the Republic Broadcasting Network. This has been an interesting day for me because I've been on the phone and talking to a lot of people about different things that have been going on in our not-so-big world. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in the opening segment of the show here. I'm especially going to invite you to call in tonight. Of course, I've done that every night except when we've had some special guests. But when I've tried to kind of focus on what they had to say. But tonight I'm going to ask you to help me out because, like I say, I've been on the phone and in conversations with people. And you know what? When you've been talking all day long, your voice gets kind of tired. And believe it or not, despite the big mouth that I have, my voice is kind of tired right now. Well, let me tell you, first of all, one of the phone calls I made this morning. I called Congressman Peter King's office. Congressman King is one of the outspoken critics of the Bush administration's apparent acquiescence in a federal commission's decision to turn or to allow an Arab-based company to purchase control of, like, what, 5, 6, 7 leading ports of the United States, cities like Baltimore, Baltimore, New York, New Orleans, you name it. I lose track of it. It's so staggering, the fact that all these major U.S. ports could be turned over to foreign hands. And so I called Congressman King's office about it, and I said, I agree with Congressman King. And, you know, I should mention to the audience that Congressman King is a very big and outspoken supporter of Israel. But I asked his staffer, I said, now, I've indicated that I'm in agreement with Congressman King, but what I'd like to know is whether Congressman King is also going to raise any objections about the fact that an Israeli company is now guarding U.S. nuclear facilities around the United States. And the staffer says, of course, well, I don't know. I'll have to refer that to the congressman. I said, well, does the congressman have any problem with the fact that this same Israeli company that's guarding U.S. nuclear facilities also would like to guard major American water supply units, things regarding U.S., you know, water supply infrastructure? Well, of course, he couldn't give me an answer to that. He'd have to refer that to the congressman. Well, I went down the list with several other things along those lines. And, of course, you know, he couldn't tell me. He'd have to refer it to the congressman. Well, folks, you know, I've been living and working here in Capitol Hill for, oh, I get scared to think of how many years now. I guess, well, certainly, let's put it this way, more than half my life. Never been good in math, so I can't give you the exact number. But needless to say, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the common experience that I've always had in trying to deal with congressional offices. They can't give you a straight answer. They will not give you a straight answer. And when you put them on the spot exposing their hypocrisy, they just will not say anything at all. Now, I kind of felt bad ripping up and down this young man that answered the telephone there at Congressman King's office. But, you know, the thing is, you know, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, I'll tell you what, I also called the Austrian embassy today. And to make a long story short, I told them that I didn't think too highly about the fact that they have these insane freedom-denying laws that send people like best-selling British historian David Irving, who happens to be a friend of mine, send a 67-year-old man like Mr. Irving to jail for 3 years because he may have offended somebody by raising questions about what did or did not happen at a moment in history. Well, in this case, this moment in history happens to be the Holocaust. You can raise questions, ladies and gentlemen, about any event except the Holocaust. And we'll talk more about that when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're glad you're here.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Yes, this is Michael Collins Piper. I am back, much to the regret of many, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., the capital of this strange world that we live in. This strange world where people can go to jail. International best-selling historians like David Irving can go to jail for supposedly, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust. Now, I don't want to spend the next few minutes jabbering about little facts and details, myths and facts about what did or did not happen during World War II, because that is totally irrelevant. It is irrelevant whether Adolf Hitler gassed or shot or hung or dynamited one Jew or 6 million Jews or 11 million, as some claim. That's not what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. What we're talking about is basic freedom of speech. And in several countries in Europe today, Germany and Austria among them, Switzerland, and to certain degrees, I believe also Italy and perhaps Britain, although not to the same degree, obviously, there are laws which will send people to jail. I guess Britain is not one of them, but there are laws which will send people to jail for simply raising doubts about the numbers of people who died during World War II. This is a very serious matter, ladies and gentlemen, for the simple reason, from an American perspective, that the same forces, the same political elements that successfully forced these governments in Europe to adopt these Soviet style, or dare I even say, I hate to use this terminology because it's so overused, but Nazi style laws, repressing freedoms and denying freedom of speech and and instituting measures of thought control and telling people that they can't question details of a very much written about and debated period in history. The same forces that have put these laws into effect in Europe are working overtime, ladies and gentlemen, to get those same kind of laws instituted here in the United States in one form or another. That's what we're up against, folks. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting. These same forces that are advocating these laws are always saying that, well, maybe somebody should have shot Adolf Hitler, you know, back before he got too powerful and did terrible things. You know, I'm beginning to wonder, are we faced with the same situation here where there are people who are getting too powerful and trying to take our freedoms away? I mean, are we going to have to start thinking in that kind of way? I mean, because here we have David Irving, an internationally best-selling historian who has been hailed by other international best-selling historians as a great historian and great researcher. This man's going to jail for 3 years for something he said. He didn't rape a child. He didn't rape an adult. He didn't sell any drugs. But David Irving is going to be sitting in a jail in Austria alongside rapists and murderers and, you know, I frankly, in my opinion, some of the people that David Irving is going to be in jail with are a better class of people than the people who sent David Irving to jail, frankly. I'd have to look at it on a case-by-case example, of course, but frankly, I believe what we're dealing with in Europe and here in America is a criminal class of people who want to muzzle people for political reasons and deny them the right to speak out. And, I think it's pretty shameful. I wonder what you think about it, too. I don't want to talk tonight about the Holocaust and the details of it because, you know what, you can go to any library and hear the same old story over and over again in the books on the shelves. You know, there's hardly a day you can't open up one of the major newspapers without stories about the Holocaust, same old stories over and over again. You know, it does get a bit monotonous. Or documentaries on television. You know, what do you think about it? Our number here is 800-313-9443. It's kind of funny. Speaking of the David Irving case, the New York Post today has a very – and the New York Post, by the way, is published by Rupert Murdoch, this intensely vile billionaire who is the head of Fox News and the whole media empire surrounding it, the publisher of the neoconservative weekly, the Weekly Standard, one of the key forces that got us involved in the Iraq War. Well, his daily rag in New York is really celebrating what's happened to David Irving. And they have a list of the worst of the worst. These are the 10 most horrible Holocaust deniers, so-called, in the face of the planet. I don't know if it's in any particular order, but the 10 are, for your information, if you don't have the pleasure or displeasure of reading the New York Post, David Irving, who we've been talking about, the Iranian president, Ernst Zundel, German-born immigrant to Canada and later the United States. Well, many of you may or may not be familiar with his story, but we're going to have somebody on to talk about what's happened to Ernst Zundel here. Not tonight, but in the next couple weeks or so. They're also going after the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, because he wrote a book some years ago that said that the numbers of people who died were exaggerated. And, of course, they've got Arthur Butz. He's a professor of at the University of Illinois, I believe, Dr. Butz is. He wrote a book called The Hoax of the 20th Century, not saying that the Holocaust didn't happen, but simply saying that many of the details we've been told were not correct. They also named Robert Farrasson. He's a French author who's done a lot of work on the subject. Norman Finkelstein, a Jewish-American professor who's a son of Holocaust survivors. Hutton Gibson, the father of Mel Gibson, a fine old gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him on one occasion when he came to a conference sponsored by American Free Press, the newspaper I write for here in Washington. Bobby Fischer, the chess champion, who actually is of Jewish descent himself and has raised questions about the Holocaust. And last but far from least, actually he's number 8 on the list, but I saved him for last because I know him the best, and that's Willis Cardo. He's the founder of a group called the Institute for Historical Review, but a strange little clique came in and took it over and threw him out. But he's the one who set it in motion and who's the one who really started publicizing all these questions about what's been happening, you know, what really did happen during World War II. But needless to say, these are the 10 worst of the worst, according to Rupert Murdoch in the New York Post today. And be that as it may, you know, here's the thing. Let's just say that everything Arthur Butz and David Irving and Willis Cardo said is absolutely wrong. Just say for the sake of argument that they're absolutely wrong and that every detail that we hear in the nightly news is absolutely correct. There were 11 million killed and gas chambers left and right and all sorts of things. Should there be laws saying that this one particular matter in history may not be questioned? I mean, people freely debate all sorts of other things, what really did or didn't happen to the American Indians and the conflicts back and forth between the white settlers. I mean, there's all sorts of debate about slavery, even. I mean, and slavery is one of the more sacrosanct subjects in American discussion, but there's free debate about it. But this one particular issue is, in fact, it was said the other day, it's a special case, somebody said. It's a special case. You cannot discuss or debate anything about it. It is so special. It's holy. And because of that, anybody who tries to debate it and raise questions must be jailed. Well, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, anybody who says that people should be jailed for raising questions about historical issues should be dealt with. It's time that we stand up and take real action and start speaking out and taking whatever action is necessary to say that you may have done it to other people in other countries, but you're not going to do it here, or you're going to have another 1776 on your hand. Now, let's go to Matt in Austin.
Yeah. To me, it seems to have a couple of things to say about it, and I think that one is that you do hear the same story a lot on television and in the newspapers and so forth, but it seems to be proportional to the actual thing itself. I mean, to my mind...
I don't quite understand what you mean.
The idea of several million people being killed in gas chambers, it seems to be somewhat unique in the last 100 years or so. One other thing that people talk about is the Armenians being wiped out by the Turks. And, of course, if you go back much further, Native Americans
slavery. Let me tell you something, though. Now, let me tell you something. It's very interesting. I'm glad you brought up the Armenians because that was a point I did want to bring up. Here in the Washington Post the other day, they had a very interesting article describing a conflict over this issue of the Armenians versus the Turks. The Armenians claim that the Turks killed more than 1 million Armenians.
Okay.
There are other people who come in and say there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever of more than 1 million Armenian deaths. So there's actually a free and open debate over that issue.
Right.
We're talking about 1 million people, okay?
Right.
But see, the thing about it is that again, I don't want to get into the forensics of the Holocaust itself.
Right.
I want to talk about whether or not these kind of laws should be instituted.
Well, and what I think is that when you're dealing with Austria or Germany or France or any of these places that were particularly hit hard by the Germans in World War II and by this whole issue, then I think that that's one of the reasons that you have this kind of backlash, and I don't think that it's going to be as prevalent in other places.
We have some music coming on there. Please hang on if you'd like. Hang on for the break. This is Michael Collins Piper discussing a taboo subject. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We have a caller on the line who joined us following my rather emotional but heartfelt rant against the fact that there are people in this world who are sending otherwise law-abiding people to jail because those people have the audacity to suggest that maybe there might be another side to events in history, and one in particular which happens to be popularly called the Holocaust. Now, our caller, Matt, I'm going to summarize what Matt said with a commentary from myself, and I'd like Matt to respond. Frankly, my impression is that Matt feels that, well, because these things happened in Germany and Austria, these things that we recall as the Holocaust, that therefore they're a little bit more sensitive over there, and that's why they have those laws over there, but it's not going to happen here. Well, Matt, the problem is the same people who are putting the laws in over there want those laws in over here in the United States, and you know, it's on a constant basis locally and nationally. They are working in under the guise of fighting hate and hate crimes. And see, Matt, that's what they want to do. I admire your temperate spirit on the matter, but I'm afraid I think it's a little bit naive.
Okay.
So did you have any further comments? Because I'll tell
you what,
a lot of people want to talk about this. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I have a further comment. First of all, I think that you have other laws in Europe, for instance, recent laws having to do with things like outlawing religious groups like Jehovah's Witnesses, Scientology, and Mormons. Also things that I don't think that I think are just much less likely to happen over here. I think it's good to always be vigilant, but again, I think that the collective guilt over the Holocaust is the reason why you have that kind of reaction in a place like Austria.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I think the Iranian president was right when he said that if there's such collective guilt in Europe over the Holocaust, why didn't they establish a Jewish state there instead of stealing the land from the Palestinians? But that's another issue altogether. Matt, I appreciate you calling in. I disagree with you, and I hope you don't get caught up in the loop, because remember, first they came for the Holocaust deniers. Who are they going to come for next? Let's go to Warren in Canada. I don't know where Warren stands in this issue, but I know in Canada they have very draconian laws on freedom of speech. So we'll find out whether Warren's for them or against them. Warren?
I'm against the hate laws. And they don't have them in Canada. It was actually overturned in Ernst Zundel's second trial. It went to the Supreme Court, and they threw it out, saying it violated the Charter of Rights, which was the only thing that Trudeau did right.
Thank you for pointing that out, Warren. You are right about that. I had actually forgotten. Nonetheless, though, there are a lot of these so-called hate crimes laws that kind of are framed along the same lines, that they say that certain things that you say could be offensive to people.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to go to the Supreme Court to have it put through as a precedent, I guess.
Yeah, my friends in Canada have always told me that if we want to know what's in store for the United States, we should look north of the border.
That's exactly right. They're trying to bring them in the U.S., and it's just ridiculous. You can't even discuss a historical event in a educated manner, you know. You have to toe the party line.
Yeah, and see, this is the point I'm trying to make here. I don't, like, you know, I know that there's probably half a dozen people out there who would like to call in and start discussing whether or not there were gas chambers here or there, or, you know, that's my point, is it really doesn't matter.
Well, there's no gas chambers. There's no evidence for it. And also, you got to remember, that's an American thing.
Well, you know, but this, that's true enough. But, you know, my point is this. My point is just basic bottom line freedom of speech here. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I just find it extraordinary. So,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, Warren, listen, we do have a lot of other callers want to jump in here. If you want to say anything else, please do. Otherwise, we're going to go on ahead.
Okay, see you later, Mike.
All right, appreciate you calling. Okay, we got Bob from Texas calling in.
Hello.
Bob, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. Is this my physicist friend?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome back. Glad you came back.
Oh, believe me. I got, first of all, those laws are, they make thoughts criminal. And we need a Rosa Parks. That's the kind of law that Rosa Parks is made for, okay? They should never be tolerated. They will not be tolerated. And you should do exactly the opposite when they try to impose that kind of a law or rule.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, if I were young and healthy and could stand a couple years in prison, I'd start looking for some gutsy Americans, old and young alike, maybe a few people that didn't have anything to lose, and lead a couple hundred people over to Austria and just storm the streets and shout, "I deny the Holocaust! I deny the Holocaust!" And what are they going to do?
Well, is the law, is it criminal? is the crime denying the Holocaust or questioning the Holocaust?
You know, I tell you what, I don't have the specifics of it handy. And what you have to keep in mind, what we have to keep in mind is we have a break coming up. So, hang on there, Bob. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for some fireworks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite radio network in the whole wide world, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks to the generosity of the Republic Broadcasting Network, I have a whole hour here tonight, as I do every night, Monday through Friday. This is Michael Collins Piper, trying to be controversial, trying to educate, and maybe even trying to entertain, but I think most importantly, educate. To the extent that I can educate. Tonight I'm talking about a very serious phenomenon, and that is this ongoing jailing of people in Europe, and maybe eventually in the United States, but certainly now in Europe. And there are thousands of people in Europe who've been jailed over this issue of so-called Holocaust denial. And it's not saying that the Holocaust was a hoax, not saying there were no concentration camps, not saying that people didn't die, that none of this happened. You know, what it is just questioning the official, quote-unquote, official specific details that are constantly broadcast in the media. And so now we have a world-famous historian, a best-selling historian who's been recognized as one of the foremost historians of World War II, is going to jail for 3 years in Austria. And we have Bob from Texas on. And Bob's calling in from Texas, and Bob asked the question, about the specifics of this law. Now, you know, let me tell you something. I was going to say I'm embarrassed to admit. I'm not embarrassed to admit that I don't know the specifics of the law, but I'll tell you why I don't know. Back when these laws first started coming into effect, and if I recall correctly, it was in the early 1980s and beyond, I actually thought it might make an interesting book. And all of a sudden, these laws started popping up in various countries. And, you know, if you and as I pointed out earlier and as I began to see, the laws are not uniform. They're not, you know, it's not the same law in every country by any means. There's always little twists and turns. And then in some of these countries, they're more generally geared toward hate. You know, in other words, you know, that by saying certain things, you can intimidate people and make them feel hated. And therefore, if they feel hated, therefore, that's a crime. And then you must go to jail. So, like I say, you know, it would be nice to have a real expert on, and we will sometime, to kind of maybe get a handle on precisely what these various laws are, because there is a great deal of misunderstanding. Now, I've taken up a lot of airspace, and Bob's sitting there very patiently, but I'd like to urge others to call in the meantime. The number here is 800-313-9443. Now let's get back to patient Bob from Texas. Bob?
Yes.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And I actually want to make one comment, and then I'll get off, about that Arab Emirate port.
Mm-hmm. Please, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, see, to me, I think I think what's happening here is that the Mossad or the CIA are really behind that company. And the absurdity of having a company owned by Arabs protecting our ports, it just sits out there like a sore thumb. That's what they want us to think, okay?
But really,
something else is going on.
Bob, listen, you know what? You're really not that far off on that, because I will remind you and the audience that a few years ago there was a big scandal regarding a bank called BCCI, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, or vice versa, in any case. And although that bank was ostensibly, quote-unquote, Pakistani-owned, and although, in fact, there were Arab investors in the bank, including people from the United Arab Emirates, it turns out that that bank was actually really, in a sense, running for the CIA and the Mossad. So they were tricking Arab investors into putting their money into it and helping prop up the bank and using it behind their backs for Mossad operations. So you're not far off, Bob.
Okay.
All right, listen, let's go to Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Good evening. Hey, do you deny that there were weapons of mass destruction? You could be going to prison there if you deny that now. Hey, how about 911? Are people questioning that? They better watch themselves.
Rick,
they could wind up in a concentration camp.
Rick, thank you very much for making a very, very solid point there, because that's exactly what I was trying to convey to our first caller. I think his name was Matt from Austin.
There's
a lot of these other issues that are very sensitive in America.
The weapons of mass destruction, the Holocaust, it's all war propaganda designed to get one person, one people, to hate another people.
Well, you know, I told you, and if you were listening that night and all the other listeners, the story of how I had an animated conversation with a cab driver here in Washington about my doubts about the official 911 story, and the cab driver was in complete agreement, and, you know, somebody got up out of the cab. He was offended. He had to get out of the cab because he was offended. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Rick, like you, the point you're making here, they might just start passing laws here in the United States, say, or in Europe.
That's exactly
So, Rick, listen, hey, you're my man, Rick. You know what's going on. I wish more Americans did.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I see they're working up to here is if you deny any of the official stories that come out of Fox News in the White House, you're going to a concentration camp. It doesn't matter if it's run by Chertoff. It's no different than being a Nazi in Germany in July 1945 going to a concentration camp run by Eisenhower.
And, you know, that's the amazing thing about it. The people who are advocating these laws against
They're the same ones who wanted to decimate Germany after the war.
That's right. And yet they're the ones who talk the most about freedoms and how it was authoritarianism is terrible, and yet they want to practice authoritarianism and tyranny on us. And I'll tell you what, you know, they better be very, very careful, because, you know, I tell you, You know, Americans, as I say, they had a revolution in 1776. They might just have another one in 2006.
Well, we sure as hell need one.
I think a lot of people would go along with that. Rick, listen, I have to move on. So,
yes, sir.
I thank you for making that great point. Let's go to Mike in Arizona.
Well, good evening, Mr. Piper.
How are you doing tonight?
I am great today. You know, one of these other things kind of interrelating to this free speech is now the UN is investigating these Muhammad cartoons, and they're looking to see if those are violations of hate speech. So I can definitely see that something's coming down the pike here.
Yeah, what scares me is that all of this may be taken together to set up some uniform international code of speech that, you know, you're allowed to say certain things and you're not allowed to say certain things, and they might go to the... They, you know, and there's all sorts of scenarios that can come out of this, and I don't mean to keep picking on Matt, who called in earlier, but I think he took a very naive approach to that. What do you think?
Well, I prefer not to talk about other callers, but yes,
Mike, that's a very nice thing to say.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, that's
okay.
A nice thing to say.
Yes. One other thing is about these hate speech laws, is we can examine... You know, we have the First Amendment here in the United States, but, you know, they tried last year three separate times to pass these laws, but I noticed that nobody introduced a legislation to amend the First Amendment. And what they'll do is they'll try to regulate it just like they've done the Second Amendment.
Right.
Yes.
This is the backdoor gimmick they've used for years. And, you know, it's very frustrating for me, as I say, to be here in Washington and seeing it happen, you know. So it's something we really do have to be careful about. You know, they go through the back door, you know, and they use these fancy terms like fighting hate. I mean, everybody's opposed to hate, you know. I'll tell you what I hate. I hate people who want to take away freedom of speech because, you know, freedom of speech is kind of like the core to political debate. And, of course, I hate people who want to take away people's rights to have firearms, because firearms are what you need to defend your right to freedom of speech when they try to take it away.
Well, so, yes, and the thing is that they've already started working on it. Just look at what they've done back during the Clinton administration, where they set up these free speech zones. So it's okay that you can come along and protest, but you're going to be five blocks over here in this little fenced-in area, and you can't talk about it.
Yeah, this is you know, it's you know, I hate to use the term because it is so overused, but it's Orwellian.
Yeah, that's
Mike,
for sure.
Listen, we got a lot of other callers, so let's roll ahead here. Thanks for calling, Chris from Chicago.
Hi. One of the earlier callers mentioned the reasons why in Germany and Austria specifically they have these laws, but I'd like to make a couple of counterpoints, and that is that the Germans and the Austrians have a right to defend their honor from what they believe to be lies and to investigate their own history in an open and honest way. And another important idea is that in those two countries, most of the records pertaining to this issue exist. And if you are branded a Holocaust denier or state things which are illegal in those countries, you have no access to those records.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, there's a lot of Germans I know today, Germans and German-Americans, who say that Germany, at the very least, is an occupied country and remains occupied since World War II. So it's not really a free Germany in the first place. It's kind of a mythical Germany that's not what it's said to be. So, but you're right, Chris. I appreciate that point.
The former East Germans know that very well.
I guess so. Yeah, they've been through the ringer, haven't they?
They sure have.
So, okay, well, listen, I appreciate that call, Chris. We have Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, why don't you come on up here?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good. Wasn't it Napoleon who said history is a fable agreed upon?
You know, I heard that quote the other day, and I don't know who said it. I think it was Napoleon, and whoever said it, even if Napoleon didn't say it, they should get a gold medal for saying it, because that's exactly true.
And, and when I, you know, in high school and college and stuff, they never went into detail, you know, they never asked the question to you, why did Hitler dislike the Jews, you know? there's got to be a reason, because not because they were brown-eyed or had brown hair. There's more to it than, you know, you know, a lot of the people, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny you bring that up because it wasn't just Hitler. It was evidently from, if I'm to believe the history books, millions and millions of people from all the countries seem to have that same point of view. And you're right about that. I noticed that in high school, too, because it was always obligatory that the Holocaust be studied. But, you know, just the results of it, but not why it happened or why there was this rebellion. And, you know, there are many answers to that. But a lot of my friends from Eastern Europe and from Russia, or people who are descended from places from there, say that a lot of the distaste for the Jewish people in Europe prior to World War II was a consequence of the fact that there were so many Jews involved in the butcher regimes of the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe that killed millions and millions of people. So, you know, again, there's, you know, you bring up a very good point, Jeff, and that's something that would be worth that very subject would be worth an entire show. Not about what happened in the Holocaust, but just for the sake of argument, say, okay, it happened. Now let's figure out why it happened. And you know what, Jeff? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a show on that one night. So you call in if you would.
I would. My dad always said to me, he goes, the truth is very easy to understand and lies are complicated. You know, I mean, and that bears a lot of truth in this, you know, him being locked up for, you know, it's his belief. He's got a right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking basic beliefs. I mean, it's a, you know, I remember Time Magazine or Newsweek had a big cover story. Did the Bible really happen? Well, yeah. You know, that's kind of offensive to a couple hundred million people, maybe in the United States and around the world at least. So,
but the Bible, I mean,
should we shut down Time or Newsweek for having that cover story? That's Bible denial, isn't it?
Well, if they wrote it about Muslims, or the Quran, I guess they'd get a lot more heat than the Christians.
I think you're right.
That aspect.
Jeff, I got to move on to Angie from Missouri. Call again, Jeff. Always
you're doing
enjoy
a good job.
Calls.
Thank you.
All right. Angie, come on up.
Hey, Mike. I just read an article yesterday in AFP that you were on, so I rushed in and tuned in, and I'm so glad you not only that you're on, but you're discussing this. I just wanted to tell you, I listened to Radio Netherlands on a regular basis. Now, you and I know very well about the Netherlands, how politically correct they are, but
oh, yeah.
I will say, for their half-hour news program, they are absolutely excellent and right down straight, and they do have always opposing opinions. Now, let me tell you what they were talking about last night on this very issue of David Irving. I'm so, so, so sorry about this.
Horrible, yeah.
Oh, it's just sickening because we've talked to him, we supported his cause for years, you know. But here's the thing, they did have, I couldn't hardly believe this, the opposing voice that came on after they interviewed this horrible Lipstadt creature, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
All her
creature,
sickening,
good word.
You know, yeah. After they interviewed her and a couple of others on the same line, they brought up, guess who, Mark Weber of the Institute of Revisionism or something?
Institute for Historical Review.
But, right. But here's the strange thing, because, you know, I've been reading the Spotlight and then the AFP for very many years, and I know that there's a lot of controversy with those people and their links to ADL and all of this, so I was really shocked. But let me tell you, you would have been proud of the lecture, more or less, that he gave about how wrong and really wrong-minded this whole thing went. And he said, in no uncertain words, that this was shameful and that the Europeans have literally lost their minds, that this would not last. If it went more 20 more years, that would be a lot. But he gave some excellent, excellent logical point. Mark Weber, can you believe?
I tell you what, without getting into any details,
yeah.
I would just have to say that Mark Weber is one of the more articulate parasites that I know.
But let me tell you,
make a bigger point here that that this is something a lot of Americans are not aware of, that European television and European press, the print media, is far more open and freewheeling than the American media. And And you've just given us a very good example of it there.
And he did say that there was a movement going on in Europe that is very, very angry about this, because he brought up the hypocrisy of the big argument now about defending what he said, quote unquote, the insults against the holy prophet of Islam.
And then,
of course, you know, it's not okay to question and have free speech about the Holocaust. Whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, he said, is not the point.
No, that's exactly right. You know, I tell you what, I think that's the big secret to the whole thing, that there are people all over Europe who are hearing about this.
Precisely.
And they're saying, well, let's put it this way. They know who's responsible for this, and they're kind of tired of it. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if I were the people responsible for these kind of horrendous, tyrannical laws,
right,
I would be so scared that there would be an uprising against me that would turn into a very real Holocaust.
Precisely.
That no one would ever doubt.
And he did say that there is an uprising and that this would radicalize those groups.
Well,
listen.
I hear the music rising up,
thank
Angie, so we've got to go to a break. Thanks for calling, Angie. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Please come back for our last segment.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're wrapping up what has probably been the most controversial, quote-unquote, controversial hour I've had here in my brief time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have two callers, both of them from Texas, and I want to bring them up in our closing 5 minutes, but I just do want to say that there is a great magazine. Its website is at barnesreview.com or barnesreview.org. That's B-A-R-N-E-S-R-E-V-I-E-W Barnes Review, just like it sounds. It's a bi-monthly historical magazine that does dare to discuss this Holocaust issue, and I hope you'll check out the website or give them a call. You can call for a sample issue, and they don't normally give sample issues, but you say Mike Piper, ask them to send you one at 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. Now, let's move on to these callers real quick. Fellas, if you can make it fast, we want to get you both in. Doug from Texas.
I'm a huge fan of yours. I have every spotlight that was ever printed.
Uh-oh, that's
and
quite
all
a library.
And your books, and I really admire you because you can do what few people can, and you can get on and say mention the J word without having a 30-minute disclaimer before and after, talking about all the wonderful, great there are, and tell the truth. And I sort of see
the J word. Are you talking about Jack Daniels, my favorite whiskey?
Right.
That's a Tennessee whiskey, folks. Forgive me, you Texans.
Okay, but you've got, I sort of understand the intolerance for these people have for the Holocaust deniers, because I have an equal intolerance for hollow hoax deniers. I get very irritated at them. So that's my comment. Thank you very much.
Doug, listen, thanks for your friendly comments about me and about the Spotlight and American Free Press, and I thank you again. So let's move on to Dylan from Texas. I think we can squeeze you in there, Dylan.
Howdy, am I on?
You're on.
You're doing a great job. Love all the callers tonight. I just want to read something from something I call the Good Book. It's not the Bible, even though God says in the Bible that hatred is one of his values because he hates certain things. This is Webster's Dictionary.
Okay.
Hatred, noun, strong dislike or ill will. Now, I don't see that either one of those is a crime. Ill will, I don't see that that's a crime. I just don't see that hatred is a crime.
You know, well, I tell you what, you can find a lot of religious authority for the idea that intolerance is a good thing, too, but we're told intolerance is a bad thing. I'm intolerant of people who want to take away freedom of speech. You know, I'm not, I'm very wide open as far as the issue of freedom of speech is concerned, and you know, I even get a little skittish when I hear people kind of cracking down on pornography, because, you know, then you start getting into the definition of what is pornography and what isn't. And then sometimes they use the word obscenity interchangeably with pornography. And you hear people saying that obscenity is political speech. So there I hear that obscene music, and no pun it's obscene because we got to close this wonderful hour.
God bless you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being tolerant tonight and listening to me rant. And, you know, that's what this is all about, giving everybody the opportunity to rant. This has been Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hopefully, God willing, we will be here tomorrow night to rant again and again and again. Have a good evening, everybody. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for listening in.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.